With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh.
Oh, you're right, mate.
Hey.
You ready to do some recording, yeah?
I'm ready. I'm not just ready. I'm sexy ready.
Why are you sexy ready? Why are you dancing?
I'm dancing like a...
I didn't know this was the dancey one.
Like a sexy bottle.
Like a bottle? No.
Sexy game of boggle.
Because it's already a fucking shambles.
Let's give her a bow. Oh, the harbour. Wow.
Yeah, that'll do. That's pretty sexy. Adam. Podchappers.
It's episode time!
Sexy episode.
I've got in a sexy mood all of a sudden. It's your little thrusts there, Paddy. It's just got me going.
I'm still dancing.
Oh.
I wonder how long I'll be able to keep this up for.
Right, about 30 seconds. I'm going to join you with tiny hand movements.
If only people could see.
It's magnificent.
I'm already exhausted. This is good.
This is just like sex with you, Andy, isn't it?
Tired girl. Tired. Hello. Welcome to Section 10.
Section 10.
Whoa, that wasn't even planned.
Oh, sexy spontaneity.
Yeah, welcome to the sexy Sexy Friends episode.
To the shamble brothel.
Yeah, we've agreed it's called Sexy Friends.
Yeah.
It's going to be all of our friends.
Basically, we want to do an episode lying down with a wire. What better excuse would
Why not
be?
Make it sultry and horizontal? So, yeah, we're gonna be speaking to quite a few of our sexy friends.
Oh, because we're not really very sexy people, are we?
We're sort of like sexual deterrents.
Basically, we're the anti-sex.
Yeah, so we surround ourselves with like really sexy, good-looking people
who
give us I don't know if we were talking in mathematics, it would mean our mean sex was not
our
aggressive.
Mean sex.
Our mean sex would go up to about
basically,
like,
we're
like
saying
seven.
They rub off on us.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh
god, this episode is going to be so much fun. I've been really excited about this episode.
The jokes are really easy.
I know.
Like you!
We've been planning this for decades.
Yeah?
Two decades.
Since we were three. That's a bit strange.
Yeah. So, I hope everyone's prepared. This is quite an exciting moment for us because it's episode 10.
We've actually made it.
We didn't die.
We didn't fuck up. We didn't get arrested.
We were Chortle Podcast of the Week for 4 weeks running.
Pretty great.
And then
what?
They redid the website and there's no longer a Podcast of the Week section.
So we basically are the podcast of the week.
We are the podcast of the week. We're the only people who can hold that claim. Because technically, they never told us we weren't anymore. Which I think is quite cool. I was meant to tell you that earlier, but we're recording. so that's pretty cool. And also, we've made it this far. I think there's, there's a lot of moments we can look back over.
We've had some good times, mate.
We've had some great times.
We've had some bad times. We've had some shitters as well.
I know, but I think... Let's give them a little clip show of...
Okay.
Of the shambles thus far.
Okay.
Let's take it away. Let's hear the first clip.
Take it away, Bill.
Let me out of this cage!
I'm keeping you in there until you repay your mortgage!
Fine, but I never even agreed to get the house! That was a fine one. We all.
You were in there for so long, mate.
I know.
You almost died of dehydration.
I know. It was really fun.
I let you have some more in the end, though, didn't I?
That was I know. And that, of course, was our first episode. Mm. So you know, the cage cast. So yeah. and you remember episode two?
Oh, who could forget?
All right, episode two. Here we go. Take it away.
This week on Caring for Your Geraniums, try not to fuck them. Did you fuck it already? I told you, fucking is not until stage five. Put it away.
All those years in florist school for nothing! Yeah, I mean, that was
terrible mess. Terrible
mess. It was a real shame. Those plants didn't deserve it. Kind of thing. When does a plant deserve it?
All the time.
Just
gagging for it.
Just some of the topics we'll be covering.
It needs good fertilising.
Oh, hello.
I'll be there.
And now, of course, we have episode three. And we all remember this one, because it was that week that Paddy lost his shoes. Roll the clip.
Come on, Bill.
Have you seen my shoes?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh.
Sorry, mate.
Maybe I didn't bring them.
Nah.
Oh, what a corker.
You know, you were looking at them for so long that your feet actually started bleeding.
I know. I used to have a friend who didn't wear shoes.
Oh, really?
I think it was just like...
What happened to him?
I
got rid of him.
Yeah, I had to sell him. But yes, of course, that neatly leads us on to episode four.
Gobcast.
Do you remember it? Come
Let's
on.
Let's just go. Can you remember?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe we've been doing this for an hour.
Oh, I'm out of gob.
God, I wish I had more lungs or something. Well, that episode was shit.
You actually realise when you look back on all this turgid nonsense we did. Oh. It was all a load of turd, wasn't it?
We must get people to send in their favourite moments. I mean, of course, you know, we all know which moment it'll be from episode five.
Oh, don't even. This is top of all the charts.
Let's hear it. I'm a bear.
I'm a salmon. Salmon.
I hope you use me as the correspondent. I'm the bear. I'm the more lovable of the
two. No, slimy. Slimy?
Slimy the salmon. Oh. Maybe it should be a salmon that does the correspondence. Eh?
Who?
Fuck the bear. And that, of course, is how he came to be.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Simon?
Oh, he's still around. He's joining us this week, anyway. Oh. Yes, of course, there was the Mystery Trousers episode, episode six.
No one knew.
Oh, God, it was such a mystery. Actually, let's revisit the mystery. Okay. Let's revisit it.
Whose fucking trousers are these?
It's a good thing we found those trousers.
God, you know, there was a search warrant out, police got involved.
Yeah.
Terrible crime.
That was an incredible episode. And then, of course, how many episodes are we at now? Episode seven. Of course, that was the gambling one.
Yeah.
That was when you and me got big into gambling.
Let's not revisit that, man. That was a dark time.
Oh.
Sorry. Episode 8, though.
Yeah, quickly move on to
episode 8. That was just the pure ecstasy episode.
Oh, God, do you remember? I was so happy, and because you were happy.
Yeah, but you brought that seagull in, didn't you?
I know, I remember. Did I bring the seagull?
Didn't you?
Of course. Yeah, let's revisit that apparent seagull moment. Okay, here it is.
Oh, the fucking get down. Paddy, why'd you bring a seagull?
Laurie, I'm so happy. Oh, God. Oh, God, he's still here.
He's got all my chips.
God, I was happy. Up to now. Yeah, that ended in darkness.
Oh, delicious seagull sandwich.
Delicious seagull darkness. And then, of course, I mean, what episode have we just done? We're just on episode 9.
Yeah.
And so we don't really need to recap this one, but we should do. We should do anyway for, of course, the famous invasion of the South.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
In a raid for the South of Wiltshire.
I'm invading, and I'm not happy about it. Is that how people from Wiltshire talk?
Sure.
Open your gates, because look at my imaginary...
Put your pitchfork down.
It's an imaginary spear. Open the gates. I'm from Wiltshire. Where is Wiltshire?
Oh, we never did find Wiltshire.
But that pretty much brings us up to speed, of course.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah,
this is very exciting. Mm. So, I mean,
sexually exciting.
Sexy.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, everything about it so sexy.
Nice.
It's got bits on the ends and dribbling bits too.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's what I found sexy, mate.
Well, I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
For this episode, because it's as we know, it's going to be pretty fucking weird. Okay, let's take it away with the first bit. Sexy bit.
My sexy bit.
One, two, three. Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh, Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake. Backwards.
It's Ekans.
Ooh la la.
Je voudrais un croissant.
Oh, dans ma bouche, madame.
French. yes, so, have I got some sexy questions for us?
Oh, is it strips of questions?
These are some of the sexiest questions that the internet has to offer. So, yeah, let's
you know. How is Babby formed?
All right, look. Okay, so, I've got about 8 questions. What makes someone sexy?
Oh,
what is sexy?
There's the strong haunches of a muskox. There's the indescribable smell of a fermenting barrel of lard. There's...
Does lard ferment?
Yeah, in my dreams it does. There's the unreplicatable sound of sandpaper against my buttocks. And, of course, the colour orange. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Puce. Puce is the most delicious colour.
What is puce?
It's like pale purple. It's really crap. It's like the worst colour.
I learnt about teal the other day.
Teal's quite a nice one.
Teal. And mauve.
Mauve is an old favourite of mine. Me and Mauve go way back.
Oh, mauve.
I remember sitting on the Algarve with Mauve, her reading...
The importance of being mauve.
As she slowly stripped off her... hair. My oh my. What do you think makes someone...
I don't know. I think...
indescribably sexy.
I think maybe a stupidly obnoxious attention to detail.
Has never let anything go.
Yeah. Everything you have to do...
It has to be
pick
perfect.
Me up on everything. Like, any slight indiscrepancy that I managed to say, or, that knowledge isn't quite right, is it? Oh, it wasn't 1885. Anything like that. God.
Why have you ever had that conversation with anyone?
Oh, only the sexiest. Only the sexy people have that conversation. I'm dancing again. What else makes someone sexy? Anyone who can replicate my dancing.
Anyone who wants to match me on the dance floor.
I am not a dancer.
You are such a dancer.
That's the problem. I can't
magnificent.
Dance.
Magnificent.
But can you dance?
No. Fuck no.
Of course neither of
us. I inherited my dance moves from my dad, who is well-renowned.
He's a sexy dancer.
He does pretty much what you're doing. It's all like elbows and fingers. Like, it's like, oh, here we go.
Are you taking a piss out of my dance?
I'm taking a piss out of my dad.
I've worked on this dance for literally minutes.
Basically, I think it's the sad, you know, logical conclusion for all kind of slightly galumpy men like us. We're all going to end up dancing like
galumpy.
A dad. Come on, we're quite galumpy.
I got
we?
Referred to as lumbering.
Oh, you
day.
Are lumbering. You're not quite big enough to, like, as in, like, stocky enough to be lumbering. Though.
It's quite. I'm quite.
You're
limmy.
Like gallivanting. You're like, oh.
Yeah. No. What's the other word for limmy? Like when you're gangly,
stalk-like,
gangly. I get.
You're like a heron.
I'm like a heron. I don't.
Like a sexy
now
heron.
Look. What.
Really?
Yeah. What does a heron look like?
A big bird.
A big bird. Well,
a
yeah.
Big live bird.
So, yeah, my sexiest things are paddy dance, attention to detail, and big bird.
Big bird.
Big bird. Love big bird. All right, okay, let's move on. Sexiest names.
Oh.
People
oh.
names. Like, you oh. know, like the name. Names. You know, names?
Penis Elope. Yeah.
Mate, that's just a crude
it's a real name.
Play
I met someone called Penis Elope.
Have you really?
No. Oh. I wish I had.
Escalope.
Escalope. Oh.
Is it Escalope or Escalope?
I like the name Pate.
Pate. All right, who have you... real name. People,
real name.
People you've met.
Oh.
What's a sexy
really
name?
Really Edward name. Humperdink.
Humperdink. Like
Hump my dink.
Like Engelbert.
Like Engelbert.
Oh, he was awful in Eurovision.
Oh, Walter.
Walter, that's my brother's name.
Oh, God, it is.
That is quite a sexy name, I think. Walter. You know, who's that guy playing cards?
Oh, it's only
Walter.
What about Marjoram?
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. Shabley.
Chrysanthemum. I've always quite liked Bernie.
Bernie is a very sexy
name. I think it's quite, because he's cool, but like we have a very close friend called Bernie. But it's quite cool.
I'm
but
like
also,
Bernie.
But it's also a bit brash. It's like Bruce Dragonlance.
Basically, it's like, wash out, I might fuck you any moment, wash out,
yeah,
your legs.
Yeah, it's Bernie. Yeah, but he's not a lad. He's just, he always
no,
sort
just
of
his
is.
Name.
Yeah, it's quite nice, I think. I quite like.
It's quite disarmingly arousing.
I quite like Elend.
Elend, what, like. Belend.
I just realised saying that, it sounds like oh, it's a man's name, Elend.
Oh my god.
Yeah, oh fine, alright. How about Tony?
Tony. What about Toby?
Toby. Toby sex drum. Beating out the rhythm.
Toby Sextrum. If I ever met Toby Sextrum, I'd slap him.
Or it'd be Tobis Ekstrom. That would be his like
Tobis Ekstrom.
Yeah, you know,
like
you know when people like change the pronunciation of their name to make it a bit cooler. Like my dad genuinely has a friend called Nigel Sidebottom.
No,
And he says no, it's Sidi Batam.
Sidi Batam.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God, my dad has a friend called Nigel Sidebottom. He has Richard Feeler.
That's a good one.
Who always says, hey, Dick Feeler. He actually says that. He has Dick Short Hose.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. You see,
they're not sexy. They're just endearing.
Oh, no, they're just endearing names. Who's your friend at school?
We have Richard Head. Our primary school.
Richard Head.
Oh.
Mike Hunt.
Someone. All right.
No, that's a well-known
joke. No need to get disgusting about it.
Hugh has become sexy again.
Hugh.
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 It's like the wind blowing Hugh. Through a
but if you spell it...
poorly maintained chime.
Hugh. If you spell it H-W-U, it just looks a bit silly.
Hugh.
H-W-U?
Yeah.
Hwah.
Sorry.
Hwah. My name's Hwah Laurie.
All right, okay. All right. I mean, so considering that name comes from Wales, I consider Wales quite a sexy locale.
Sexiest places.
Yeah.
Sexiest places, you think Wales?
Yeah, it's quite kind of, it's lush, it's green, it's full of valleys.
Yeah,
right?
Wink
and a nudge.
Swansea. Yeah.
Swansea.
Swans are pretty happening. Oh, hello Jemima Puddle Swan. What is it?
Puddle Duck!
Yeah.
She's a duck!
Oh, yeah, no.
Do you find ducks sexy? Is that what
they
you're
do.
Saying?
They do. All I'm saying is they've got a waddle.
Wow.
Is that
why you followed that goose
if you saw
it gave you a sexy hipster sachet.
A lady or man walked like a duck.
No.
I think, you know, with their little bottom just...
little tufty bottom.
Yeah, little tufty bottom. Like that. And they've maybe got like a knapsack. And like they're travelling to a new home, but it's a little room. And it's like a little pendulum. So that is weird.
That's
duck
really
bum.
Weird. I think you need just quite serious psychic screening.
So you like Wales? What, like Cardiff? Or
no, not Cardiff. Fuck. How kind of the least sexy place in the world. It's full of discarded chips and discarded people. It's horrendous. Oh.
I'm trying to think, where would my sexiest place be? Where's the sexiest place I've been?
Oh, a bathroom stall.
A bathroom stall in southern Greenwich.
as in like a toilet stall, as in like a little stall on a marketplace that just sells bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
But it's like run by a one-eyed woman.
Those are like the least those are like the least sexy places ever. I quite like, I mean, there's all the typical ones. There's like Paris and Venice,
yeah.
And anything with an S on the end, Floris.
Man. Florence.
You know, like Florence, but flowery. And yeah, like all those kind of places. But where have I been that's really sexy?
Butlins.
I've been to Butlins.
Is it sexy?
Oh, why not? I went to a Butlins, and it was probably the worst experience of my life.
Because it was too sexy.
Because it was too sexy. No, real sexy places. Namibia.
Wow. Okay.
No, I've always thought, I think places like Colombia, Cuba.
Cocaine.
Yeah, anywhere that's a large cocaine manufacturer. Yeah, no, Colombia, Cuba, like Venezuela, Peru,
these
Brazil.
Are like homes of dancing as well. Is
yeah,
that
no,
why?
They, that's it. That you've hit the nail on the head. Anywhere that, you know, that like, anywhere
Fox
that Shakira's
Trump.
Ever taught. Like, those are the sexy places because there's something very sexy about the kind of like Latin America, like kind of, you know, do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay, fine. Let's move on. I think Latin America is sexy. Okay. Sexiest words.
Oh.
What's your sexiest word?
Oh, my
hit
sexiest
me.
Word.
Come on, hit me with a
word. Oh, plankton.
Plankton. Oh, that's No, that's
not
too
sexy
hard. Like that's got a K in it.
Oh, what about wood?
Wood. That's too hard to get. It's like,
how's that hard? hard.
Kraftwerk.
Hey, how is that hard?
Hello. I think it needs to flow like
Lorelei. Lysander.
Mine's probably Malice.
What about Ephesus?
Ephesus. My temple stands at Ephesus. There you go.
No one's going to understand.
Yeah, there you go. That's a quote from Pericles, one of the less popular Shakespearean plays. Those kind of malice.
I like the word bottom. It's my sexiest word.
To go and ruin it, didn't you? I like igloo.
Igloo.
Anything.
Igloo is not sexy.
No, because igloo's got it in the word igloo. There is an obstacle. It's one of the few words that has an obstacle in it.
A glottal stop.
It's got a glottal stop. Hey. Exactly. So when you say igloo, normally igloo, that's fine. Try really hard to say igloo.
Igloo.
Try it really hard.
Igloo.
Yes, you see, there's a... So look, listen to me try and say it hard. Igloo.
Are you an idiot? Are you slow?
Because your throat moves to stop you do the next part. So you have to reset.
Your throat goes all sexy when you say igloo. I think that's sexy. I think that's horrible.
No, but it's when someone can pull that off. Igloo. That's when it's sexy.
Igloo.
Hey, want to come back to my igloo?
I've got fish fingers.
Yeah, no, that's... What? Hello. All right. Oh. That's a sexy word. Okay. Sexiest mode of transport.
Oh, it's got to be a skidoo.
A skidoo? Or a bobsleigh?
Just lightly touching on the snow, spurting up a steam of ice particles.
I think mine would be hovercraft.
Oh, it's horrible. Big, like, flappy skirt on the bottom.
Yeah, no, because it's not quite on land. It's not quite on water.
Mine.
What is it? Oh, it's a sex craft. It's like, you know...
Yeah, no.
And it makes that...
Mine's a Shetland pony.
Oh.
So sexy.
Yeah, if you showed up at someone's house with a boombox and a Shetland pony.
Not even like riding one, just like on a leash.
Let's get married! You've never met.
Playing Christa Berg.
Yeah, playing Christa, but not Lady in Red.
No! Like,
one of the less popular singles.
Like upbeat ones. Christa Berg.
Yeah, I think ponies.
But that's one of those film. Oh, hello.
Sexiest film. Oh, okay, all right.
Skirting around the obvious ones.
Okay, all right. It's got to be Eat, Pray, Love. No, I can't even do it as a joke. Oh, what a terrible,
mine
terrible
is the
movie.
Shawshank Redemption when he gets in that little pipe and has to crawl in all the shit. It makes me right aroused.
Oh, freedom is sexy, isn't it?
Oh, spurting out the pipe to freedom.
What would my sexiest film be? One of my first... actress crushes,
yeah,
if you will, was from the movie Battle Royale. It was the actress Chiaki Kuriyama, who plays Gogo.
Which one's Gogo?
Gogo's the one with the like chain with the spiked ball on the end. She's in Kill Bill as well. She plays Gogo in Kill Bill. I can't remember the name of her character.
She's one of the ones in the lighthouse, right?
Yes.
She's
the runner.
She is
beautiful, and I always thought that film was thereby very sexy. Despite it being about a death match between 40, 19-year-old students. What about bands?
Sexy bands.
Oh. What's your sexiest band?
Oh, sexiest bands.
Animal Collective.
Oh, they're definitely not.
Yeah, no, that's the end. That's the downfall of all.
Can
those
you imagine
kind of...
trying to have like sex to Animal Collective? Fucking terrible.
I don't know.
Wouldn't get anything.
Yeah, like all of your sort of like. You could have sex to, like, Sigur Rós.
You'd be actually, really not, slow I, actually, and no, mournful, say, so he's
But I'm not suggesting music to have sex to. I'm suggesting sexiest music. I asked this to someone the other day, and they said Ben Howard. And that really pissed me off.
That gives me such an
all
anti...
of his music is, you know, like some kind of, you know, drumming that's like... like that, and then him going like, fall in love with me, fall in love with me.
Take you away to the sea, put you in the sea. And I don't know what I'm looking for.
And it's fucking awful. And then he'd play one of those things on the guitar that's not like a chord, it's one of those like, and he hits it and it's all like, you know, like all that. And then
that sounds like you were doing a supermarket announcement.
Yeah. Could Ben Howard please come to the checkout and fuck himself?
Wonderful.
Yeah, like,
I know, sexy band. I always think the National are quite sexy because they're all quite grumpy old men
okay.
with beards, and they all wear a suit and they sing really like
mournful songs about, you know, dying and... But it is quite, quite sexy.
But by that logic, do you think the Elbow are sexy?
Yeah, in a weird way, but they're kind of like rough. They're like rough and ready sexy. It's like, my name's
Guy... Build a rocket, boys!
No, that's not the same. It's like, my name's Guy Garvin, I've got a pint and I'm going to sing. That's why I'm sexy. Look,
yeah. Shit.
Well, then to be drunk until I seldom soon could.
I think that actually maybe they are quite sexy. They've got sexy guitar parts.
Yeah.
I've always thought Pearl Jam were incredible.
The sexiest musician alive is Jimi Hendrix. Alive? He's definitely not that. Jimi Hendrix, man. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Makes the sexiest music possible.
Do you not think Pearl Jam are sexy?
I'm not a massive Pearl Jam fan.
I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. I think Eddie Vedder is probably the sexiest singer like that. He's got that whole kind of like... And then the guitar's
it's getting quite serious now. It's that, but like effortless. That's why Jimi, he's just like, oh... It's all like that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't even care what I'm singing.
Jimi Hendrix can make a noise and it be inherently beautiful. That's
incredible.
Something that we've never mastered.
No. My voice is like a bit of a kind of siren.
That's why we do impressions.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They're like,
never going to be sexy.
I don't know. Do you think there are sexy cartoon characters?
Ooh.
Other than the obvious.
Jessica Rabbit.
Like,
Barbara!
That's weird.
Oh, hang on.
Did Top Cat have a girlfriend?
I bet he did. Well, there's Choo Choo, who's the gay one, apparently. He could be quite sexy.
He was quite sexy, actually.
Yeah, from Pink Cat, yeah.
But hey, TC must have had a love interest. You know what I'm saying, Benny the Ball?
I'm lonely, TC.
I bet they had a lot of sex.
What, TC and Benny? And yeah. Oh, don't ruin that.
Sorry, mate. Never again. His name was Pablo. Or Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
Ooh. Introducing our first sexy guest.
The first of many sexy friends.
Introducing Zach Cole. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Zach. Zach lives with Laurie.
Hello.
And is an aficionado of sexy television.
Oh, so don't feel intimidated, Zach. I know we're very sexy in here, but just let it all happen. It'll be all natural.
It is very sexy in here.
I know, we've made the room surprisingly sexy.
It's like a boudoir now.
I know.
You painted a word picture for them, are you doing?
It is. I like to prefer them to make their own images up in their head. That made no sense at all.
All right, well, what we're going to be talking to Zach about is only the sexiest bloody show on TV.
Oh,
we all know what it is.
Oh, it's only Come Dine With Me.
It's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Now, basically, all of our Game of Thrones bits on the podcast have basically come from conversations with Zach. So now we're like, Zach, season 3 is over. How have you found it?
Can I just say that was quite a lot of pressure to put on?
I know, yeah, but that's fine.
Okay, yeah. No, that is, it was very good. I've got to say that episode 9 was pretty...
Oh, Red Wedding.
Are we not allowed
to spoil it?
Well, I think that we're under the assumption that most people have watched it.
Should we try
and do it without spoilers?
We try and see what happens.
How could we do that? We could not use characters' names and then not talk about actual
Yeah, just give
events.
Them give them really give them really silly pseudonyms. It'd be like, oh, when Jimmy Nipples gets his head cut off and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy Nipples.
It doesn't have to be Jimmy Nipples.
All right, okay. Well, I mean, the bit that everyone's talking about is when
Constantine.
Constantine.
And Tertius have their wedding at long last.
Yes, I know. It's been a long time coming. And Balder May...
Oh,
he only pulls some trouble up, doesn't he? Yeah, it's really hard to talk about something without spoilers, actually, isn't it?
Because you use things that sound like them.
Yes. And the other worrying thing is that we like, all three of us have read the books.
Yeah, so we all know what happens beyond that as well.
That's the thing. And the books
all
are bloody
sexy
incredible, but I'm worried that I'll end up just...
That's quite a lot of power and also... kind of pressure for us, isn't it? Because we could potentially ruin a whole 7 seasons worth of
people. Oh, that'd be lovely. We'd be the dickheads who ruined Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be those guys. I mean, what?
It all turns out it was a dream.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I hope everyone's already watching it. Basically, so it's about these thrones. Yeah.
Yeah, and they all have a big game of backgammon.
Yeah.
And the winner gets all the thrones.
I know, and that's and you know what? It's fucking great.
You know what do you think was the sexiest bit of Game of Thrones?
What do you think? Yeah, the sexiest moment.
The sexiest moment of Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Well, there's quite obvious sexy moments, aren't there? Because I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, come on, don't
Pull away from the crowd, man.
Pull away from the crowd.
Go for a deep cut.
A deep cut sexy moment from
Game of Thrones. Yeah, a slice of throne cake. That's my...
I've got actually a sexy moment. I think you'll appreciate this, Ari. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, you know the character that Arya has the whole three deaths thing?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Whilst being slightly odd, as I realise I tell this story now, quite a sexy moment, not related to his actual killing, but he's quite a smouldering when he does the whole finger to the face thing.
He's amazing.
That's quite a sexy moment.
He is.
There's
my
nothing sexier than a man
that
could kill at any moment.
And then,
Jaqen H'Ghar.
But the sexy thing is he doesn't even have to. Not. He's just like, yep, that was it. There. And he just puts his fingers to his face.
Number two.
He commands death.
I'm going to try that at a bar to pick up some floozy.
Yeah. Laurie, have you ever commanded death?
Killed a frog once.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew that I was in control.
Yeah.
He knew what he was getting himself in for, and he accepted it, and it was quite a beautiful moment, but he did die.
Yeah, I think we've all had a commanding death.
We can all reflect on that moment, can't we?
Yeah, like amphibious. Kind of fun there. now I think this has become more about trying to talk about Game of Thrones without spoiling it.
Surely we could talk about anything other than the last series.
Yeah, that's true.
If people are watching Game of Thrones, you have to assume that they've got past the first.
I think it's quite safe to say that everyone who listens to this is sort of that kind
probably
of person that has already watched Game of Thrones or read the books.
Probably
or,
owns
that's
the map.
Fairly safe to
or it's at least on the peripheries where all of their friends have already ruined it for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
by the way, you're fucked.
Who do you think is going to win the Iron Throne?
Well, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's
going to
be
many a sexy
evening.
Dangling grapes in each other's mouths, saying, "Oh, Khaleesi, if only I could gift you all the Isles of Westeros."
Oh, but every dwarf is a sexy bastard.
Every dwarf is a bastard. Sexy dwarf.
I think Tyrion might end up on the Iron Throne.
Do you reckon? He's going to die. Tyrion's got to die.
Really?
We think he's going to die to allow someone else to get there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, no, we did discuss this. He's going to be the saviour, isn't he?
But he'll do something incredibly selfless, but no one will know that he's done it.
Yeah.
It'll
be for the greater good.
He'll take a bullet for Khaleesi, is what you're doing.
That's the thing, but I don't want it to be...
After one of the characters develops bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it to be Daenerys. I don't want Daenerys to win.
I think it's too simple. George R. R. Martin doesn't work in a way they'll be like, oh, this old queen, she's going
to
win.
He'll get her right to the point where she's just about to win and then find a horrible way to kill her.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the
thing. Drogo's reanimated body just comes like
something horrible. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the thing. I think like 70-80% of the interesting characters and plot lines are taking place in Westeros.
Yeah.
So she's across the Narrow Sea, right?
For now.
And you know all of that's happening, and she's got her dragons, and she's building her army, and that's all fine. but basically, she's going to have to join forces with part of Westeros, and then there's going to be a battle. But it's basically going to, because it's Song of Ice and Fire, it's going to have to be dragons versus White Walkers.
Yeah.
And the humans are going to have to take sides. And thereby the dragons should surely win, because the walkers shouldn't win.
I don't know if it's going to be walkers though. I think it'll be afterwards. But I was reading. Apparently, I reckon the Battle for Meereen, which is coming up, which we can't really say too much about.
Yeah.
Involving Daenerys, is going to be the shit, because everyone suddenly is in one place.
Yeah.
More people than before. Oh,
didn't you ever think... I know you say the White Walkers are the ice thing. I always kind of thought... this is until the White Walkers became a little bit more prominent. But I always thought that the ice was the north.
Jon Snow!
You think the ice is the Starks and the Wall?
I thought the ice was the north, yeah. It could be snow.
A song of snow and sadness.
Soggy snow.
A sexy character. She'd be far more sexy if she didn't talk like that all the time.
When they're having all those incredibly sexy scenes, they're going to... I bloody love you, Jon Snow.
Why? Yeah, just because she's from north of the wall doesn't mean she has to be a dirty northern.
Yeah, but she is.
That is absolutely
true. You buy Greta kebab and she's yours for the night.
That's the problem. They've made they made that catchphrase, "You know nothing, Jon Snow." They've now made that, like, sexy. Ugh. And that really annoys me.
You know nothing about
me. Have they made it sexy?
Yeah, it's always, "You know nothing, Jon Snow," while she's, like, slightly
unzipping
in her
bodice.
Furs.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I know, for people that haven't ever read the books, though, it's weird for... Because we were talking about this the other day, where we were saying Ygritte's really hot.
Yeah.
She is. She's really
amazing.
She's beautiful, yeah.
In the book, she's described as one of those girls that isn't hot.
Yeah.
For some reason, you kind of think she's...
Well, that's the thing. The thing that's meant to be attractive about her is she's wild and she's kissed by fire. Yeah. Those are meant to be the two.
Whereas by our standards, she's wild, so I assume that's not very nice. And she's got ginger hair.
Yeah. She's a slightly dirty ginger, is all we're saying.
Like, sort of like you.
Awful take
like me.
Sort of like.
If I was a woman and I were from Leeds, I'd be a Greek.
Well, that's the thing, if you were in Game of Thrones, we've spoken about this. Like, yeah. All of this is covering ground we've already covered, but I want people to hear this. You'd be. We agreed that you'd either be from Bear Island.
Yeah.
Or you'd be some kind of wildling.
Yeah.
Or you'd be a wealthy merchant from, like, Pentos.
From Bravos!
Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
Absolutely.
One of those guys that wears just multicoloured things.
Yeah, and a beard in, like, rainbow. Oh.
Absolutely.
That's exactly, I wish I could do that.
I want you to dress on a daily basis from now on.
Do you know what, Zach? If you buy
I'll
me the
you
materials...
Silk to sell. I'll invest in silk for you to peddle for me on the proviso that you have to dress like that
I'm
while selling.
So doing that.
You would be a silk merchant.
To various, like, East London silk.
Come into my wares. I sell you anything. You're beautiful man. You've seen it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy a silk!
I have one silk, two silk, three silk
with
for you!
The accent as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Why has he become the count?
One silk, two silk!
Yeah, you'd be that, and we've spoken about you. Now, Zach, now for the listeners.
It's going to sound terribly racist.
No, actually, give us your full name. That'll give an idea.
What, so they can judge for myself?
Yeah. They can categorise
you
immediately.
So before you embark on a racist...
Before we racially profile you.
You want them to make racially profile them on their own ground.
Yeah, we want this to be their mistake.
Okay, all right. My name is a Kuwaiti name, because my father was born in Lebanon but grew up in Kuwait. So his name is Al-Mojil. So my name is Zachary Yusuf Al-Mojil Cole. As a whole thing.
And thereby,
your
Prince Oberon.
You would definitely be Dornish. Yeah. You would be a sand snake. I'm sorry, Zach. It's been shouts at you in the street before, I'm sure, but you know, you just got to come serve as you
think. Let's think, I think, but you also kind of fit that stereotype
Suave,
of the southerner, the southerners in Westeros.
Confident. You know, effortlessly skilled in
guys.
Bed.
Yeah, you'd be like a viper. You'd have a spear.
You'd be a viper.
I'm quite flattered by all of this.
Yeah, well,
it's got sexy. Well, it's meant to.
Yeah. It's very sexy. You've just said, Laurie said I was good in bed.
Absolutely.
It's true. I've
so
seen.
That's the thing.
It's terrifying on a whole other level, actually, isn't it?
There haven't been any arguments about this. Like we've always argued over where Laurie's from.
Well,
but yeah, you are just one of...
I've just been racially profiled.
Yeah, you're just the red viper. I'm sorry.
Pardon me, I mean, you've got to be. I mean, we know you're a Lannister.
Yeah,
I have to be a Lannister.
You have to be.
I have to. Well, that's the thing.
Do people at home understand that,
I think
the gloriousness under the hat?
I think they sort of know what I look like.
Yeah, it's on the GIF, isn't it?
I'm very. I'm sort of the Aryan dream.
You are the racial ideal,
for want of a better term. Yes, but like blue eyes, tall, blonde hair. Like and well, I'm not very strong. Actually, I'm genetically quite weak, but. But yeah, like
but racially
I'd have
pure.
To, I'd have to. Oh God, Jesus Christ! I'd have to be either a Lannister, a Targaryen.
You could be Targaryen.
That's
actually.
My hair's quite
pampered prince.
They
quite well.
They're supposed to be quite sort of.
You could
supernatural in how they look, aren't they?
And incestuous.
You could do the character that hasn't turned up yet in book 5. Who I can't even name because that would be a massive spoiler.
Okay, I get it.
We're not. Yeah, no.
We can't
just,
do that.
No, that's fine.
For people that haven't got that far. Paddy is quite a passable. What's the name of the character that Cersei has the thing with because Jaime's not around?
Lancel. That's what we said before.
Sickly Lannister. Picture Jaime Lannister, just kind of weedy, but just as good looking, but weedy.
That is me.
No way.
Lancel's slightly ginger. That's the thing. I mean, I've just seen the show. But that's the thing. Lancel was the part that I wanted to audition for.
That was a lot about you, though, isn't it? To pick. I'm going to go for this audition. And I'm not going to pick the coolest character. I'm going to pick a very minor secondary character because I think I fit that description best.
Absolutely, like that. That was the characters that I wanted to audition for were Lancel, Lem Lemoncloak.
How you begin? Yeah, but
that's badass.
That's badass. That's the problem. When they showed him in the series, he's a fucking thug, and I'm the opposite of thug. Like I'm kind of like
you are not thug like.
Yeah, I'm sort of like wayfish, like lizard. Like that's sort of what I go for. I could be Daenerys, in fairness.
Oh, no, you've got magnificent breasts. You do that wonderfully.
Rather wonderful hair.
And I reckon I could command a dragon.
Well, you'd be like, oh, come on, Jogon. Have a fly.
I couldn't be one of them.
Be pissed off with you. Don't give dragons flies.
Yeah, no.
I mean, go and have a fly about.
Yeah. I thought you were being weird.
Come on,
mate.
No, I know. You like little buzzy. Have a fly.
You know what? I've always thought that you would suit Laurie. Considering that Paddy would audition for this, I think if they did a Game of Thrones, the younger years, you'd fit quite a Commander Mormont.
Oh, like yeah, Geor.
You could be the commander of the watch.
Snow, but I don't like your type around here. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm dead. Snow, you
young, young and naive, I suppose.
Yeah, you could be a sort of brash commander. Actually, you actually look a bit like a young Robert Baratheon.
Well, that's the thing, but he's too... I'm not quite as, like, womanising and drinky as him.
No, but I could see you.
He was supposed to be the... Not to say that you're not. You're obviously a tremendous-looking fella. But...
That does not sound patronising at all.
But he was supposed to be... I remember, because in the book, before he got all fat and ugly, he was supposed to be the proper best-looking man.
Yeah, he was the best-looking man in the Seven Kingdoms.
That's why Cersei...
And then he sort of, you know, then he drank a bit too much and then he got killed by...
Hey, fucked all those whores, Eddard! All those whores, Ned!
I reckon, but, like, if you were to die... Like, I'm not saying it'll happen now, but if you were to die, I reckon it would be gored by a boar.
Yeah, probs.
I think we agreed that if I died, it would be I'd be hit by a plane. Like, I wouldn't be in the plane crash. Like, I'd be the person stood on the ground that the plane nosedives into.
Watch it. Oh, look, it's a plane. It's very close.
No. I don't get hit by the plane. That's the thing. It hits next to me, and I go, oh, fuck, that was a close one. And then the driver opens the door.
The emergency slide comes out and just smothers you.
I'm underneath it whilst everyone's...
Oh, God! When everyone's throwing their high-heeled shoes
on. And it's unreported, but, like, actually, no, I'd get a little obituary. You'd write my obituary.
I would.
An obituary. Massive plane crash, hundreds dead, man killed by slide.
Man killed by slightly, you know, shambolic rubber slide.
Well, I think that's the sexiest note possible we could end on.
Yeah, so, enjoy.
Is that the sexiest note?
Enjoy the year, wait for Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Zach, for talking to us.
They could buy a book. We should encourage them to read.
Buy books.
And also, actually, from here on in, the series isn't just the books. It's based on the books.
So you can do both. Yeah, you can do both. Time.
So I advise that maybe start a book one, you know, just for fun. Don't start a book four because you think you're clever. Buy all of them and it would totally be worth it. So yeah.
How patronizing that don't there's a series of books.
Listen,
don't start at
make
the
sure
end.
You start at the beginning.
God, I'm treating our listeners like real idiots, which they're not.
Also books
well,
start
you know. Well, we're idiots, so I mean, you know, you have
the
to
people
be
we
certain,
attract must be
a
pretty
certain
stupid.
Caliber to enjoy this kind of trunk. Anyway,
I listen to this show.
Yeah, you're
yeah, exactly.
I'm on it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're on it. That's a step above, mate. So thank you very much, Zach. You'll be hearing more from Zach in the future. As we all know, that is coming soon. So yeah.
Watch this space.
Thanks for the future. Bye.
Get on top. Get on top.
Get on top.
Get underneath. Get to the side. Ooh, why didn't you get off me? Stop it. Ooh. I don't like it.
Sexy guest number two. Is everyone ready for Chris Webb?
I've got my trousers on.
Oh, good. Chris, hello.
Hi.
You've
got this radio malarkey down to a T,
wow.
Haven't you?
Have you done radio before?
I haven't, actually.
Have you done...
I've done TV.
You've done TV.
You've got the hair for TV.
He's a big man. Yeah, I mean, you're a photographer.
Yes, mainly. Yes, that's what I do.
Brilliant. Plug. Say something.
Okay,
Go.
www.dagsweb.co.uk. go there.
It's sexy.
And visit it.
Yeah.
Oh, double D, double G.
He's an aficionado of sexy photography, but not in a weird way.
What is the sexiest photograph you've ever done? Or, failing that, what sexy photograph would you like to do?
Yeah.
Would like to do? Oh, that's a...
Basically, I'm offering a lot. Anything you want.
Because we've got some big ideas.
What about you laid out on this bed? I don't know, with just socks on.
Just socks.
And a rose between
strategically placed socks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to
rose do that. Between the teeth as well. That's quite classical. So you say, that's quite photography.
That's quite photography, right?
Yes,
now.
Absolutely. Oh, sweet. Well, basically, okay. Like, what we were going to talk about today is the sexy game.
The sexiest game.
The sexiest
of
game.
Of coits.
The sexy game of football.
Oh.
Now, basically, this is perfect for Chris and Laurie because they're both big on the
feet balls.
What's it called? The game? The beautiful game?
The beautiful game.
The park time.
What do you colloquially call it?
Footy.
Footy.
Footy ball.
Footy,
soccer.
Smackers.
Sacker.
Sacker. Sock and rock and robots. That is it. Anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, basically, I'm pretty up on my.
Okay. So what can you tell me about foots, man?
Well, I support Tottenham.
Do you? Yeah. That's funny because I do too.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, that may be the reason. So I support Tottenham. You support Tottenham. Who do you support?
Liverpool.
Oh. Yeah.
And they, Michael Owen. Hello.
Hey. Yes. 10 yeah. years ago. It's moved on.
They wear red.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I know
the
that.
Home kit, yeah.
Their logo is a dock.
A dock?
A dock.
Yeah.
Sitting on a dock at Liverpool Bay.
No, it's a liver bird.
A what?
What's a liver bird?
It's a particular type of bird.
You're very knowledgeable about birds all of a sudden. You've kept this very quiet.
What does a liver bird look like?
It shapes like a lovely liver with wings.
It's a bit like an eagle, I think.
A bit like an eagle?
Yeah.
I'm a bit like an eagle.
You are. You've got a lovely plumage.
I know. And liver birds, are they from Liverpool?
Yes.
Or are they just
originally, yeah.
Because I know Tottenham's logo is a chicken.
A cockerel. It's a male chicken, Paddy.
It's a chicken.
It's kind of a little clucky chicken playing football. That'd be all like,
it's going to become very apparent quite how much flagging goes up. Right, so, okay, let's talk. Okay, so Liverpool and Tottenham, of course, played that famous game.
Oh,
where
yes.
it was 2-2. Yeah.
It was that one time.
It was in
a really exciting draw.
It was in 2011 at the Emirates.
No,
at the O2
Arena
at the Greenwich
and Bono supported.
It was, of course. Sorry, of course, I'm joking. It was in Monaco at
the home of football
at the big thing where they do the cars.
Yeah, in the streets.
It was
on the race.
Where,
and Kimi Räikkönen scored the winning goal.
Hypothetically, okay. For the purposes of this, I am not Chris Akabusi. Who's the guy?
Who's the guy?
Who's the guy that you like? That
Chris Kamara.
No, that I'm like. A Benoit.
Benoit Assuokoto.
Yeah. I was thinking of Chris Benoit, who's a wrestler. Benoit Assuokoto.
Them combined is basically you.
So I'm them, yeah. Right? And I'm talking. Right, okay. So Liverpool and Tottenham, they're playing this hypothetical game. Where would they play?
Might be at White Hart Lane, Paddy.
Big Dipper.
Big Dipper. Might be a Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Orion's Belt.
Might be in the Omicron Persei 8 Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing a game.
Yeah.
And Chris, you would be supporting Liverpool.
Yeah.
And Laurie, you would be supporting Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Now, right. So what happens first? So, right, what we're going to do, I'm going to give what I think happens first. You're going to tell me.
Okay.
Okay, right. So first, everyone comes in, they sit in their chairs, right? Is
everyone,
it full?
Everyone sits down for a nice
day. Are they popular?
Yeah.
They're popular teams.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
popular.
Okay.
Especially
so,
Liverpool.
Okay,
like,
especially
basically,
Liverpool. Is Liverpool
remember
actually...
what I was like in school?
Yeah.
Not like that.
Okay. okay, so wait, actually, okay, is Liverpool a popular team?
The most popular, probably maybe United.
Oh, that's a very
controversial
point.
United
to make.
Arab Emirates. That's what I said with Emirates. That's United
Manchester.
Manchester.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny because there are more people living in London.
Mm.
So surely
London
is the most popular.
There's no
team.
London team though, mate.
Why not?
Because there are loads of them. Because this is like talking to a three-year-old.
Why do they get more teams than everyone else?
Because you, it doesn't depend on your city. Yeah, it just depends on where you're from. Like, there's no particular...
Millwall, Charlton. Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell, just the beginning.
Arsenal.
Chelsea.
Gunners.
Fulham.
The Cannons.
Leighton Orient.
Yeah. Queen's Park Rangers.
Bethnal Green Rovers.
Right. I know them. I know the Bees.
The Highbury and Islington Knob Jockeys. The Bees.
The Wasps.
The Wasps. That's rugby.
Oh, Watford Wasps. Is there a Wasps?
No, they've just got a kit, which is yellow.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they look like what? Okay, so you're all sitting down, right? Yeah. You're on one side, you're on the other. I'm, of course, on the field.
Yes.
Mm. Right, so as far as I can tell, everyone comes out, two lines, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's cheering.
Yeah.
Do you have a national anthem?
No.
Not for club games.
Do individual clubs have songs?
Yes, but they have sung... By the crowd exclusively.
Okay, so they're
so
not
you'd be there. Yeah, I'd be there going, "Hey, JJ, go the boys, good go."
So that's Tottenham.
And Chris
so,
would be going,
on. "What? Liverpool? Oh, they're the very respected anthem."
Okay,
and it's "You'll never walk alone," and you don't hear that.
That's quite sweet.
But you quite often walk alone.
Never in Liverpool.
No, and surely you don't.
Because there's always someone behind you looking for your wallet.
There is no walking in football.
There is a little bit of walking.
Well, they'll never run alone.
No.
Or never play alone.
They'll always have your buddies.
Are there one-on-one games? Are there ever?
Just like,
does that ever happen?
Like a death match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like golden goal.
Basically, if you slap someone on the pitch, then you're challenging them to a one-on-one duel.
Do you have fights?
Yeah. No.
Is
just
it like hockey?
A football duel. You both
like
get a ball.
Hockey.
Is it like ice? Are there ever fights?
No. Yeah.
Are there fights at this point of the game?
What point are we?
You
at?
Know where people
the
are walking.
Yeah,
no, so teams, they're walking onto the pitch. It's all very sexy, keeping it, you know. And does anyone fight? How do you determine who goes first? Is there a go first in football?
Yeah, you have a guy you're flipping a coin.
Just flip a coin, heads or tails.
And who gets to call first?
Surely you have to
flip a coin to determine.
No, that's then who decides who gets to decide that one.
Well, yeah, but surely if you flip a coin, both captains have to have equal say. A lot.
No, it's the home team. I think you're right. I think it's the home team. I mean, it's the visiting team, actually, I think.
What if neither of them are playing?
Anyway, there is a subscribed standard as to who has the coin toss.
Okay, but what if you're playing at, you know... What
I don't know,
Liverpool
mate.
And Tottenham playing at Manchester.
I don't know. This is not the important part of football.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we're on the pitch. There's a coin toss. Someone wins it, presumably.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a tie. Sometimes there's a tie.
And do they get to choose whether they like battlefield? What happens, Chris? What happens next? Okay, so we've just done the coin toss. Who's won?
Liverpool
have won.
Well,
okay,
chose heads.
So they get. So what does that mean?
Is you can either choose to have the kickoff, right. You can either choose to start, or you can choose the end of the stadium you play.
Is that
at.
True?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought it was just whoever won the coin toss would.
No,
kick off.
You get. I think you get to choose. Oh, I don't know.
What? Why? Why the end? What?
Because so you see, there's already confusion.
It depends. No, it depends because like obviously I was getting quite serious about football. And it's really boring for people who don't like football. But it's like if you play at one end, your fans are in certain bits of the stadium.
Ah.
It will depend. It has an effect, and it's obviously hard to predict. But...
Are fans like grouped?
Yeah.
Okay. Or to stop the fighting.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Is there a lot of fighting between Tottenham and Liverpool?
No. Fairly.
I think Liverpool are. Dominant.
Oh, that's
usually.
Very. I think you have. So, that's not true at all.
No.
Well, you see, I support Tottenham. I used to live in Tottenham, and that's why that's partially why I do. Alongside
the really lovely community spirit they've got going up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was really great. I only got mugged twice, which was nice, and I got a lot of comments about my face. Great place to live. And I was going to go to university in Liverpool, which is why. So I've got a special place in my heart for both these teams, right? So I'm not. So I'm not sat on either side. I'm sat in goal. Where do you sit if you don't support either?
Just in the stands, mate. Yeah, wherever
the stands
or a box.
A box.
Yeah, you can get a box.
Oh, you can.
Is that the bit round the goal?
No,
that's in the stands, far up.
Okay.
It's
what's
like a
the
room.
Bit around
like
the goal?
Room.
I thought the bit around the goal was the box.
Yeah, that's a different box.
Oh, so there are two boxes.
There are several boxes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you ever pay to be on the pitch?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Liverpool have won the toss. They're kicking off the game. So when they score a goal, you get a point.
Yeah. Mm.
Right?
A goal.
A goal.
Yeah.
And is it done like person with the most goals wins?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Who would it be in this scenario?
Tottenham.
Am I just pitting you against
recent history would dictate Tottenham?
No, Liverpool.
No. Where are the photographers? That's what I was
thinking.
They're all just round on the near the pitch.
Does a club do clubs have their own photographers? Like,
I think so.
Maybe there are quite a few of them there.
Yeah, no, because obviously in a club, like, all right, no, okay, let's say.
I love that you're picking these questions out to us. Do they have their own photographers? No, no, let's get to the real crux of this
theory. In theory, you're like us three and Zach, we're a club, right?
No, we're not.
Well, we sort of are. We're like a gang.
A gang.
We're like a little football gang. There's lots of, yeah, all right. So basically, we're in a club. Like, a club has... So the club is surely the players.
Yeah.
And then your referee.
No, you don't have a referee.
That's just...
Independent.
That's
unless you're bloody Man United, eh, Chris?
Howard, we're
bloody hell.
Yeah.
You got that one, Harry, don't you?
Yeah. And you've got a goalkeeper.
Yeah. And, he's part of the team,
you've
generally.
Got a coach.
Yeah.
And
it depends on the structure you operate in your club, but you generally have a large body of coaching staff.
Is it like a band where you have like a coach and then like a tour coach?
No. It's the same guy. You have one guy who's in charge basically of how they play.
Okay,
he might just be a coach because they might have someone.
And is he just the money?
No. The manager is someone hired to who's really good. Basically, he is
managing.
Yeah, managing. He is number one contact with all the players. He tells all the players what to do directly.
Mm. Okay.
There might be like a chairman or like an owner of the club who's actually the money.
Chairman, bit ominous.
Yeah, bit communist. Okay. Yeah, bit Mao.
Okay. Right. Okay. But yeah. But then, surely, do you have cheerleaders?
If you're Crystal Palace, you do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, they do.
Those guys.
Oh no! Bloody hell! They got cheerleaders now.
Really?
That's very American.
So no mascots anymore?
You do have mascots.
Oh, do you have mascots?
Yeah.
Does everyone have their own mascot?
Who? Not everyone.
Big teddy bears.
Yeah. Teddy bears. Yeah. Big teddy bears. Who's got a teddy bear?
People in teddy bears.
Who the fuck has a teddy bear?
Do you have like a giant liver bird?
Yeah. And someone else. Something else. I can't remember. Actually, no. Oh. Liverpool, famously, don't have a mascot.
So you just made
until
up
last
the preceding
year.
10 minutes. Yeah, they got a mascot, actually. Yeah, it's a liver bird. But famously, they don't.
Right, and Tottenham have...
He's called, I can't remember his name, he's a cockerel. He's a blue cockerel.
Big cockerel.
Big old cock.
Okay, but surely you must take people with you on tour. That's why I'm asking about like photographers, caterers.
Yeah. I don't know exactly the entourage of Forest City, but it's quite
and what
large.
About the men? Who are the guys with the flags?
They're linesmen.
They decide offside. That's the rule.
Offside
and throw-ins.
They're like extra.
And that's where the ball gets thrown in.
A throw-in, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're offside.
No.
Oh.
Offside, oh my god, we're going to have to do that.
This is a very...
Offside basically means you can't pass it forwards to a player who's up on their own. So you can't just stick a guy by the goal and pass the ball to him.
But surely you never walk alone. Hello. Yeah, Liverpool aren't offside, are they? Is a whole team offside?
No,
or is it one guy?
Yeah, one player.
And what happens to them?
Are they killed?
Is that where the fight comes in?
Yes.
So, like, and then you get a yellow card?
No, free kick.
Okay.
Usually.
A free kick. And a free kick is just you can
kick it anywhere.
Yeah?
Anywhere you like.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah.
That's quite nice.
But there are two kinds of free kicks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Indirect and direct.
Indirect
means you can't hit it at the goal, but it's only weird circumstances.
Wait, no, you just told me you can kick it anywhere. Surely
if
you can kick it anywhere, you'd kick it in the net.
But sometimes you get an indirect free kick if something weird happens.
Back of the net. That's where that phrase is.
Goal!
Yeah. Okay, so you're playing the game.
Yeah.
And some people sort of score some goals. Mm. There's lots of, and I'm not sad, you know, and this isn't meant to be, I'm sure this is a touchy subject, but there seems to be a lot of faking injury.
I don't know.
Come
on, Chris.
That's touchy.
Is it okay? That's the thing. I watch more football now than I used to, but basically because of you guys. Mm. And it does seem that we watched two German teams play each other, Dortmund and Bayern Munich.
Oh well, remember?
Yes, this was the other week, and no one was injured. Maybe one guy was, and he sort of got like kicked in the face or something. Where you understood it. And then another game we watched was like, I think it was an international game, and it was sort of like Portugal and maybe England or something like that. There was a reason we had to watch it, and it seemed that every 3 shitting minutes. Someone ran past someone and then someone would fall over.
A lot of players have like a reputation for being shysters.
Okay.
Gareth Bale.
He's no! No, Luis Suarez,
who's who great
bites
and has
people.
A great
yeah,
reputation.
No, fucking, you know.
Is this what's going to turn into just a slagging match between you?
No, your player's shitter. No, yours is a dickhead more than mine.
Barry Chuckle.
Barry Chuckle. He's the notorious, notorious leg biter, Barry Chuckle.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you know, he was in his day. And then, so then you've got half time, which
yeah.
is oranges.
Oranges. Yeah.
Oranges. That's
water.
The only thing I know.
Nice little rub down.
Why oranges?
It's just an energy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But I would have thought bananas would be better.
Well, if we're talking about...
That's for marathon runners.
Appropriate
yeah,
fruit.
Bananas.
If we're talking about appropriate fruit. Yeah. I think they prefer a lion bar.
Really?
A lion bar?
Yeah, surely a boost, actually. Yeah, do they drink energy drinks? Like,
oh, yes.
Lucozade all
copiously.
The time.
And when do they get to drink their waters?
Whenever. It's a bit weird. It's a bit of a dodgy subject. You can kind of, whenever it's gone out of play, whenever it's a free kick or a throw-in, you've got an opportunity to run off the pitch and get some water.
Right, okay. Well, that seems a bit unfair. But, okay, I mean, there should be, like, a sort of central cache, I think, where they can...
like a little hatch in
the
middle
of the pitch. Yeah, that opens. Like,
what's time, boys?
Because surely, you know when they show, like, the tactics things and there's all these, like, circles with shirts on them and it says 1, 11, 15, yeah. he's on the right wing and he's downstairs, you know? Surely, is that, like, your zone?
Like you have a position which is strictly where you play. But,
okay.
Like,
you can be fluid. Can't
yeah,
you?
Where do you guys play?
Oh, God, it depends. I'm, like, a left back. Generally.
A left back?
Yeah, but yeah.
Right. And
defender at the left.
Defender at the left, and you are a...
Striker.
A striker.
Yeah.
A right striker.
Grabbing the goals.
Grabbing them.
Yeah.
Ninjuring.
Yeah. Just ninjuring the goals.
Ninjuring the goals. Okay. And are you guys... Are you good at football?
No.
Because you play an awful lot.
Medium to poor, right?
Okay, well, that's very cool. Okay, so then it's half-time. Everyone eats oranges. That's all very nice. And how long is half-time?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, and is that strict?
Adverts, yeah. That's why.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. like there's no, like, can we have 10 more?
Yeah, I'm a bit knackered, mate.
Okay, and then there's the second half,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
which is relatively similar to the first half,
yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Are there any, like, wild cards to get thrown at? Like, it's the second half.
The
like,
bees get released.
Yeah, like...
60
minutes. No, I'm just wondering, because, like, surely, if the second half... Say it's been very boring in the first half, is there anything they can do to spice it up?
You can bring on new players. You can substitute players.
Well, yeah, but are any of those players dogs? That's what I want to know.
Like, are any of them slavering wolf beasts?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, you can bring on a cheerleader if you're more than two goals down.
No, you can't. Don't lie to
really?
The poor boy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Look at how such a warped view of football. Thanks to you.
I'm choosing to believe that. So then let's say you end on one goal each, which I believe is referred to as one all.
Yes. One all, yeah.
Do you then go into penalties instantly?
No, it depends. So if you're in a game where it matters, the outcome of the game has to be a winner or loss. Then.
Where it matters.
Yeah.
Surely
it's
all
cup,
football
when
matters.
When it's a cup game.
True.
But if it's in the league, it can finish a draw.
A cup game?
Yeah.
FA Cup.
Oh, as in a trophy.
Because at the end of that game, someone has to win.
I was thinking
and
like old timey ball.
Yeah, yeah, Boiling Cup. Boiling Cup game. It has a 5-minute Boiling Cup round.
Okay, so all right, well, I understand that. So then they go into extra time, and then you have penalties eventually.
If it's still level after it's been extra time.
Okay.
Nervous. Nerve wracking.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's.
I ate my entire hand one penalty shootout.
Which was that 2011
yeah,
Chelsea. Tottenham.
Knickerbockers.
Okay, well that's all very well and good, and I'm sure I'd like to play the game. So right, the game's ended, and one of you has presumably won. Have there been any recent games where Liverpool or Tottenham have beat each other?
Yeah,
like, is there a bit of animosity?
I think you'll find Tottenham won both
Tottenham,
the ones last season.
Tottenham are winning.
Yeah, no, Tottenham have done very well recently.
Don't patronise me.
I've resorted to that. Yes.
Okay. So like, that's the game. Okay, yeah. Now let's move into statistics.
Oh, lovely.
How many players are there on a team?
On a team?
11.
11.
Mm.
And is that on the pitch or in total?
Yeah.
On the pitch.
So then you have, three
seven
backups?
Seven.
Backups?
Seven
backups.
Seven or five or six?
I don't know, you can't remember.
Well,
no, you can only make three.
You can only make three, but you're allowed to bring seven options.
Yeah. Okay, well, like, tactically that might work.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So... Okay, and does a team have, like, a current lineup, as it were?
Yeah, they generally have their 11 best players.
Who are performing the best.
Okay, all right. Right, what I'm going to try and do...
Okay.
...using my very good knowledge, is I'm going to name the 11 players from each team.
Okay.
Okay.
And you have to tell me how many I get right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. I'm going to start with Tottenham.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Tottenham.
Number one.
Koto. Benoit. Benoit Asuakotu. Brilliant. Okay. That's one.
One. Uno.
Alan Shearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
David Seaman.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney.
Gary Rooney.
Wayne Rooney. Gary and Phil Neville. Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
Paul
Newman.
Newman.
Yeah.
And famously
Barry Chuckle.
No, he doesn't play for Tottenham, you wanker.
Sorry.
And of course, Benoit Asuakotu. Again. Yes, okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want 11? Yeah.
Okay, alright, hit me.
Do you want to know? You got one.
I got one.
Yeah. This is what I fucking
was it
gave
Benoit?
You.
Yeah. Okay.
There are some more fucking Man United players from the last 20 years, mostly.
What about Ronaldinho?
Ronaldinho. He's not, he's Brazilian.
Okay, and Ronaldo? Vivaldi.
Vivaldi.
Mozart. Handel. Okay. All right. Well, I was close. Okay. One. Okay. Liverpool. Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Owen.
Go on.
Flowers. Close. Flowers.
He's doing all right.
Batty. He was a goalkeeper.
No.
Okay.
Defending Newcastle.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
John.
The fisherman.
John Cusack.
No. You do know one of them. I know you.
I know one of them.
I know you do. And I talk about him a lot. And he speaks in this sort of voice. You know.
Oh, yeah, he's famous.
Scouse.
Scouse as they come.
Have I mentioned him in the Tottenham lineup?
No.
Okay.
His name is...
Is he... Steve...
Stevie.
Blogs?
Steve Blogs. No. Steve Redgrave.
Steve Redgrave. And yes. Jamie Redgrave.
Redknapp.
Jamie Redknapp. Yeah. What's he? Who's he?
He's Tottenham and Liverpool.
That's two in
double
one.
Wicked Wango right, card.
And then, of course, there was Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, and Monica.
Exactly.
Hated Christmas. Really hates Christmas.
Scrooge.
No.
The Grinch.
Yes. He wears white and red, right?
Father Christmas.
No. Sir Grinch. Grinch has got that hat with the Liverpool logo on it. He's got a Liverpool.
I think, Paddy, I'm really sorry. I'm just gonna put you out your misery. Well, like,
I'm sorry.
You're never gonna get football, mate.
David Beckham.
David Beckham.
I remember him from FIFA 98.
Yes, Paddy.
And the guy who wore the yellow shirt.
Please stop.
Please. That
is football.
That just about does it. Thank you, Chris, very much for helping me with my problem.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing more of Chris later in the Times.
Maybe more of his bottom.
Sex. Oh, yeah, and it's sexy football. Goodbye.
Bye.
Xylophone song. It's the xylophone song. Xylophone song. I love xylophones.
We really, really need a xylophone.
We should just buy one, shouldn't we?
Yeah, it'd be easier.
And so it is that I sit here alone at the end of the part one sexy episode. Basically, it's a long story, but it's been a long old week because Laurie's had to go into hospital briefly with a viral gastroenteritis, which has been brilliant. But it also means that I've had to do all the editing on my own and stuff, because normally we do it together. But so I apologise for the lateness of this episode. Also, we realised that we have like 2.5 hours of stuff. So I'm going to split this episode up into two parts. So expect Sexy Friends Part 2 over the next week or so. We're going to have more guests. We've got James and Kate on next week and maybe a couple of others who I'm sure you'll adore. And yes, do get in contact with us on Twitter, at Podshambles, or podshambles@gmail.com, or on Facebook, or, you know, just like...
Do whatever you want, really. You could probably find us if you look hard enough, like, just around London. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And, you know, thank you very much to Zach Cole and to Chris Webb for being on the show. Yes, what more do I have to say? It feels really weird doing this on my own. Like, it's quite late, and I'm sort of sat on my bed. My housemates can probably all hear me. It just sounds like I'm talking to myself, which I guess I am. But I'm kind of talking to you, but it's very stressful. Anyway, thank you for bearing with us. And, yeah, look forward to Sexy Friends Part 2 coming your way in a blaze of... sultry glory. Goodbye. Oh, and get well soon, Laurie. This feels weird without you. Bye.
Oh, Adam. Podge number.
My auntie was a washing woman with a little tits.
And uncle was a little man who
with his little tits.
Whoopsie daisy, touch me ass.
Oh, well, that's what it sounds like when we sing. This is what it sounds like when we talk normally.
It's so when we do a sexy voice.
There's going to be a lot of that in this episode because I'm feeling sexy. Like a sexy priest.
Like a sex ovens.
Like a sexy speaker. Oh, this will also be good for the S's. To see if...
Sir.
Can I interest you in some cheap pornography? Great.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.